My next guest has put a lot of pieces together. He is a UFO expert, international speaker, author, scientific researcher, and authorized American media representative. And here he is from Flagstaff, Arizona, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Michael Horn. Michael, good morning. Welcome to KDKA Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. I understand happy birthday is in order, so there you go.
Yeah, a big 100th birthday for this radio station, which we think is kind of a big deal for the region.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit more about your background, Michael. You, a UFO expert, how long have you been studying unidentified flying objects?
It's a little bit more than 40 years now. I began back in 1979. And it's kind of led me forward. And I focused most of my attention, as a matter of fact, almost all now, on what's known as the Billy Meyer UFO contacts in Switzerland, which have, speaking of, you know, of longevity, have been going on for over 78 years right now.
You know, we've heard so much, even recently, about some Navy pilots, astronauts who have seen unidentified flying objects. Bottom line is, people want to know, are there extraterrestrials who have visited our planet? Do you believe that?
Well, the evidence that I've looked at, it's a complicated case to try to explain, you know, in great detail, but let me say this. I don't have too many beliefs about it. Here's what I say. We have proved that this case is authentic, and the evidence in this case is singular. There is nothing like it. It far exceeds what we've seen from the Navy and the Pentagon. Based on that, and there's a phenomenal amount of information, actually over 45,000 pages of information, most of it still in German, maybe about 8,000 pages that we've had access to in English. And what's, you know, given me the biggest jolt, if you will, is the fact that we've been able to cull from this information so far over 250 specific examples of what we call prophetically accurate scientific information. And you'll see where I'm trying to, how I'm trying to answer this. That means that we have found error-free, non-theoretical information that we recognize as authentic. The problem is that the man in this case, the Swiss man, Billy Meyer, published it anywhere from, let's say, 10 months to 50 years before we discover it. And that's been proved through copyrights in books and documents. Therefore, to answer your question, from what is said in this case, what is published, that we can't prove yet, because it goes far, far back into, you know, distant prehistory, extraterrestrial human beings have come to this planet over a great, great, vast span of time, and they are not based here, to the best of our knowledge, but certainly they have been involved with our history.
And for those that don't know, again, Billy Meyer, 83-year-old Swiss man who claims to have had direct contact as a 5-year-old with extraterrestrials, right?
That's when it started, and he claims that the contacts continue to this day. There are over 130 eyewitnesses. I happen to be one of them to the craft. There are 5 other photographers. There's at least a handful of people who've accidentally seen Meyer with these people. And that actually goes back to 1964. A now retired UN diplomat was an eyewitness as a child in India where Meyer took his first UFO photos. So this is like pulling the thread on the proverbial sweater, and everything starts to unravel, come, you know, in bright colors right before your eyes. So there's a vast amount of evidence here that authenticates the case. And then you start to look at these types of things that give us views of history that we don't have from any other source.
So how does Billy Meyer, the Swiss man, and extraterrestrials tie in with what you believe to be the coronavirus in China?
Well, what happened in 1995, pardon me, Meyer published a document that is referred to as Contact 251, because every contact that he claims that he has with these people is numbered at least from the year 1975 on. In that document, there is a vast amount of information, including on our prehistory. And Meyer in there specifically states that there will be a lung epidemic that will be caused by the careless release of an organism from a bioweapon lab in Guangdong, I believe I'm pronouncing it that correctly early in the morning here, Guangdong, China. This turned out to be the SARS, first epidemic that we had is the SARS epidemic from a coronavirus. Now, I'm not a biologist. I can't go into great detail, but we have seen that this type of thing, and you know, it gets released years later. I believe the first one was 2003. We've had that information up certainly on my website since a year before that, 2002. It's been published in German in 1995. This is the type of thing that really baffles people, because it means that this series of contacts that are ongoing in the hundreds with this man are far more important than the phenomenon of the UFOs whenever that is occurring. Most UFOs today that we see are not extraterrestrial. They are secret military craft. So this gets to be very interesting in the types of things that he's been able to either forewarn about or foretell. They're staggering. And we publish it all for free on my blog and my website and let people come to determine the truth for themselves.
Theyflyblog.com. We'll put a link on KDKRadio.com. Michael Horn, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again.
Much appreciated. And again, happy birthday or centennial to you there.